Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It is the 23rd day of September, and I want to thank you for joining me as we are working with the moment in Genesis 4 where Cain is encountered by God. This is the post-mortem conversation, post-mortem being Abel's the one that's dead, the post-murder conversation is probably how we should say it, where Cain has killed his brother, and now God, of course, has confronted him. We talked about the curse yesterday and how you and I are free from whatever curse because Christ takes the curse in, but that the curse is not some mystical thing, simply the consequence of what has happened. I told you there's several things we're going to dig into over these next few days. Before I go too much deeper, I want to close that thought at the end of verse 12. There's an extra sentence where God says, "A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth." I think this is really a man with no connections, and part of the consequences of our sin is often what we do to isolate ourselves. And that seems to be what Cain has to face, is that because he is a murderer, he is going to be less trustworthy. And it seems to me to play out in my own life, and I think you probably could attest to this as well, that wherever I'm violent or wicked, wherever I'm murderous or hateful, I don't only kill something, whether it's a relationship or someone's integrity or someone's hopes and dreams. I isolate myself because I make myself out to be the judge and the arbiter. And that pushes people away. And so if you look around, if you take some inventory of your life and you have no one, then there's a lot of reasons why we have no one, but God help us if the reason we have no one is because we've been so bad with the brother we've been given that we isolate everyone else from wanting to be close to us. So if you hurt those around you, don't be surprised if there's no one left around you. And that's something that, to me, stretches all the way back to this Cain story. A fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. You're not going anywhere, Cain, but you're going to be on this earth. You're going to stay in this consequence, but you're going to be isolated and alone. And again, it's not as if God says, "Oh, I'm not going to let people mess with you. I'm not going to let you have any friends." No, that's part of the consequence. That's part of the curse, is that relationships are hard to come by when you're murderous in any way. I don't assume I'm talking to a single actual murderer on this podcast, but we are murderous with our tongue or with our hatred for our brother. Those kind of murderous actions lead to an isolation, and it's kind of like, James talked about getting the tongue, what he calls the little member, calls it a fire, getting that thing under control because it's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Well, what deadly poison? That's a big allegory, but we all know it to be true. So what comes out of our mouth ends up being what gratiates us to people or what grates people. And James even said, out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. He says these things ought not be. And so that's our Cain connection. If I were to title this podcast anything today, it would be Cain Connection. And God help us. And he has. And the finished work of Jesus is the help. That's where we find what we need to overcome. So I want to now address a question that I asked you, the listener, at the end of the podcast yesterday. We talked about if the wages of sin is death, as Paul said in Romans, the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, but the wages of sin is death, then why, when Cain kills Abel, does God not kill Cain? Doesn't it seem as if there should be an equal response to the murder of Abel? Now, some have taken this story First of all, they're taking the story absolutely historically literal, and therefore they come up with an answer that makes sense historically. And they'll say, well, God didn't kill Cain because there weren't very many people on the earth. And so God can't go off killing everybody on the earth because there's not very many people left, and so, or not very many people there yet, so he can't wipe Cain off the earth. He needs to leave him. Okay, I think you're going to land there if you're trying to take this story to be a telling of history rather than an allegory of the condition of man spiritually. And that's where I lean, is these stories are about the condition of man spiritually. I'm not going to die on the hill of them being literal, and I'm not going to die on the hill of them not being literal. But they're way more than just stories. I'll say it that way. And I think the answer really is what we've been talking about as the undercurrent of the scriptures, the real river of God's love. Remember, John in 1 John 4 is going to tell us that God is love. I don't believe that God is retributive anger. I don't believe that God is outpaying us back. And so the first glimpse that we see in the Bible that the heart of God is mercy in the midst of our worst moment was probably Adam and Eve when he gave them skins to cover their nakedness. But in case you think that was a glitch in the system, that was just a blip, an error, we turn right around and watch God not only not kill Cain, but go to work to be merciful on Cain. And so I think the reasoning is so that God can show us that he prefers mercy over sacrifice. And a lot of times when we quote that text, Jesus is quoting the Old Testament. He says, I prefer mercy over sacrifice. We often think that means God prefers mercy over the sacrificial system. But it could also mean God prefers to be merciful over sacrificing us to our sin. And Cain is one of the first indicators of that. His next verse, Cain said to the Lord, verse 13, my punishment is greater than I can bear. There's an indication there that word in the Hebrew could have more to do with sin. My sin is greater than I can bear. What I've done wrong is greater than I can bear. Not my punishment is greater than I can bear. I want to stop there and then start there again tomorrow, because I want to go into the fullness of what Cain says to God as we work on this encounter between Cain and God. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.